Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Guns have been totally banned in Chicago. Crime rate explodes. Guns have been banned in New York. Guns have been totally banned in San Francisco. Arnold's banning many different types of calibers of firearms above 40s. Banning ammo. Gun confiscation by U.S. troops in New Orleans in wealthy neighborhoods. States all over the country attempting and in some cases passing laws. I actually have the bill numbers here in front of me. Read them in the first hour. AP. If you go to a war protest and block traffic or download music, 25 years in a forced labor camp, in a forest labor camp. That's Oregon. I mean, I have the bill, links to it. It's almost passed. I mean, look, I don't believe this, okay? I mean, I can't believe it when I'm actually reading the bills. We are in a Twilight Zone nightmare. And David Stahl, running for Texas Senate, he's been a city council member, been involved in government for a long time, District 18, and I'm going to try to control myself and shut up and let him talk and then take some of your calls coming up here in the next segment. David, I mean, there's so many facets to the corridors. How do we stop these massive toll roads, these international toll roads going in?
The only way we can stop them is to educate people, to get awareness up, and then have people demand that action be taken, that the state do what they want done. There's a complete disconnect between the people and the state. You know, we like to say that we'd like to have leadership, not dictatorship, in Austin. But let me tell you one thing that I don't think your readers or your listeners necessarily already know, and that's the Trans-Texas Corridor is not just highways. It's not just 10 vehicle lanes. It'll all be toll, but it's also 6 rail lines, and it's also 200 feet of set aside for underground utilities and overhead utilities. And what they want to do is concentrate and create a monopoly, by the way, operated by a foreign entity, a monopoly of infrastructure in the state of Texas. Our transportation on road and rail, the transportation of products through pipelines, and our electrical distribution system. And they, with that stranglehold, this corridor will absolutely control infrastructure in Texas and be able to tax us in ways we have never seen before. And with no oversight, the law specifically says the state cannot set the leases, tolls, and franchise fees in the corridor. So we're giving all of that away to this foreign entity to operate here in Texas. And in a time when we're looking at homeland security and we're talking about terrorism, why is it that we want to put all of our vulnerabilities in one place? Why would you put all your utilities and your rail and your transportation?
Because anything centralized means they get to give it to only their buddies.
Yeah, but are we really concerned about terrorism? Are we really concerned about terrorism? I got to tell you, in local government, the state and the federal government requires you to do a vulnerability assessment on a wastewater treatment plant. We have to do a document that says how we protect our sewage treatment. And yet, we're going to put electric, gas lines, water lines, train, and highways all together and create...
Well, don't worry, though. We have the new federal Viper teams who will protect all infrastructure. I mean, have you heard of the new Viper teams?
Yes, I've heard a little bit about that. It's distressing, isn't it? It's just amazing.
But the borders...
On one hand, we're really concerned about these things, and on the other hand, we're really not. It's just a shell game.
Well, we're just concerned about training the American people to be slaves and be shoved around at rifle point. Show me your papers or you'll be arrested. Answer all my questions. No Fifth Amendment. But the border's wide open and they're going to legalize all the illegals with a guest worker program.
Absolutely.
Well, when we get back, what are some of the other things you want to get into, Mr. Stahl?
Well, I think that eminent domain and property rights is an incredible thing. I mean, through the use of the state power, we now have a concessionaire who can dictate where roads and facilities go with unlimited scope.
And let's also talk about
the land, they'll take it from you.
Let's talk about the maneuvers of this Spanish company with TxDOT suing each other to enjoin so they don't have to tell the public anything.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know, let's talk about it all with David Stahl. You got to vote for him, got to get involved. District 18, running south of Austin down to H-Town. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Blasting out of the AM and FM dial from Chicago to Los Angeles, California. From Austin, Texas to Pensacola, Florida. From Niagara Falls to Kansas City, Missouri. Simulcasting on the global shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night at 3210. And then, of course, on the internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Why do I call it PrisonPlanet.com? You know, why a prison planet? Because I've read globalist strategy manuals. They're public. People always say, where are they? Well, we post them every day. I mean, go look at the ridiculous amount of stuff on InfoWars.com today. There's probably 75 new stories up there, bills. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all there. I mean, when I say Henry Kissinger wrote a document instructing the IMF and World Bank to tell third world countries to reduce their population by half or no money, there it is with sterilization. I mean, we post it. When we say DynCorp kidnapped 200,000 women and children and was convicted of it, we actually post the BBC. I mean, I'm sorry all this is true. I'm sorry it's real. I didn't make it that way. I didn't make it so horrifying. It's just the truth. It's the truth if you got your head in the game. We got a bunch of crooks running this country and running the world, and this happens throughout history more often than not. Liberty is a very rare thing. And let me tell you something. I remember back in 1996 reading a New American Magazine article about the UN, 80-plus percent of the country off-limits to humans, corridors. Then I went and I got Kentucky state resolutions against it, where they've been fighting it. I got the actual UN documents, and they said we're going to have walled highways, super transportation corridors. We're going to put the people down into about 10% of the land. have half the land totally off limits, and then like 40-something percent of the other land restricted. It came up to about 80%. You just couldn't even get on. And there's going to be all these transportation corridors and all this, and we're going to have toll roads. And it's all been planned, and it's all given to these elite families to run. And it just deals with our governments. And it's here. And David Stahl with CorridorWatch.org is fighting it. And he's gotten the majority of the counties now on his side more and more every week. You can go see a map of the people that have joined him. And I want to go to some calls. I want to talk about property rights issues and how they say they can grab unlimited buffer zones around the corridors. Incidentally, that's all in the UN Agenda 21 program and in the other sustainable development programs. But specifically, I mean, when you go into a presentation, let's say you had 5 minutes before a city council, you're a former city councilman yourself, you got 5 minutes before him, Mr. Stahl, now running for Senate, place 18, folks, and you got 5 minutes in front of him to explain to laymen who are as dumb as dirt and have no idea, not just dumb, just uninformed, never been focused in on these issues. Tell us why the corridors are bad, and then how do you get them to join you, and then how do you begin to fight the King of Spain and the rest of them?
All right. Well, the first thing you need to understand is what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, what are we trying to what are they telling us we're trying to accomplish with the corridors? Is it a transportation project, or is it a revenue project, or is it an empire building project? They will tell you it's a transportation project, and yet there's not a single transportation study that's been performed. There's not one document that says where it needs to go to. There's not one definition of the Trans-Texas Corridor in the law. It says it's as designated. It's a blank sheet of paper. And when you look at the minutes of the meetings, this is about where a concessionaire can generate money and the state take a cut. And they don't care how they do it. They have a huge range of things they can do. And my issue with this is not transportation. It's process. It's government process. We are abandoning things that we believe are fundamental rights in this country and protections in the pursuit of revenue to build bigger and bigger government.
Well, it goes like the old days where a king would cede a region to somebody to be, you know, his little viceroy, and just you have unlimited power. They're just giving away our land.
That's exactly right. It's a monopoly. We are creating the world's largest transportation and infrastructure monopoly that you've ever seen. I mean, we've gone through the efforts of breaking up Ma Bell. In Texas, we deregulated electricity. And now we're doing a 180, and we're going to monopolize, and we're going to give a foreign entity the monopoly to operate infrastructure in Texas and to tax Texans. And the process allows an arm's-length relationship so that when the thing goes south, when people wake up to what's happening to them, they can say, gee, there's nothing we can do about it. They have a contract. We don't control that. We can't regulate those rates.
This is that foggy thing called privatization. And privatization in its sum, you know, of what it's supposed to be would be okay. But the problem is, this isn't privatization. When a corrupt politician gets bought off by a foreign company or somebody else and says, okay, I'm going to pass an unconstitutional law to just give all the roads to you, to just set up toll roads on them, and that's just a small part of it, folks. And as you said, their own numbers say $2.50 a gallon, when you're paying 35 cents a gallon right now, a $2.50 charge per gallon in toll roads. And I saw the California numbers of over $3.50. You're saying $3.80 here, 8,000 miles of toll roads, and then they like to say, oh, well, we're doing this because there's no, again, gas revenue, but gas revenue is growing, and TxDOT's own documents say that.
Oh, yeah, and TxDOT is notorious for flat-out lying about their revenue numbers. You know, we have a biannual budget in Texas, and they project how much revenue they're going to get from gasoline tax and from registrations and from the federal government, and they underestimate that, and they don't underestimate it by a little bit. The last 2 years, they underestimated by about $800 million, underestimated, and intentionally, because then that money is off budget. If it doesn't show up as a revenue, then it looks like they're coming in short and they need more money.
And then they're all bought, and then it's a whole other story about how these boards, these unelected boards, are all bought and paid for.
Yeah, and you've made a reference about how Spain got involved and how that ties to government. And one interesting fact here is that the lobbyist for this Spanish company from Madrid, their lobbyist that introduced that company to the Transportation Commission and to the transportation officials in Texas, that same exact lobbyist, as soon as their proposal was submitted to the state, to compete against the two domestic companies. That lobbyist went to work in this state's governor's office as his liaison for legislative affairs, his director of legislative affairs. Now, how's that? And then in that position in the last legislature worked to protect all of the benefits, the rape, pillage, and plunder provisions that were granted in the last legislature to keep those from being attacked by people who are now finding out what's going on. And so you have the company's own lobbyists working within our government in the governor's office to protect their interests.
And but as long as Rick Perry, walks around in a cowboy hat, everything's okay.
Yeah, well, Governor Goodhair, you know, what can I say?
I don't know. And then again, it's in the provisions which weren't open for bid and that they have all secret and lawsuits have begun and they try to cover it up, but it's public, that they're saying that unlimited land, I read 2 miles on each side, where is it specifically where you were saying it's in the provisions for unlimited land grabbing?
It says that they can take adjacent land for ancillary facilities, and there is no limiting language as to how much adjacent land they can take. As a matter of fact, just recently it was reported to us that a TxDOT official confirmed to an individual at one of these meetings that once the environmental study is complete, it identifies a 10-mile-wide swath where they'll get a record of decision. And it was confirmed that in reality they could take up to the full 10-mile width because that has already been...
Now, specifically, Perry's saying he's going to take the existing state highways, which has most of the houses and development and property on it, so they'll just steal all that from him, and then the Supreme Court's already said go for it. And at the same time, then they're going to build all these other new roads and then expand other roads. This is hellish.
Oh, well, you know, if you talk about expanding other roads, one of the things that that they say they're going to do in this is a non-compete.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. Tell us all about that. Mr. Stahl, are you there? We just lost his audio. Is he there now? Well, I tell you what, Scott, get him back on, okay? That happens every once in a while. His line just went dead, so we'll get him back on. And then we're going to go to Mark and Danny and Randy and Nathaniel and many others that are patiently holding. But his line went dead. It might have gone out of batteries or who knows what's going on. Folks, there's so many facets to this. That's why I'm jabbering. I'm gibbering. I'm like begging you. Look, don't let them rip. This will change our whole way of life. See, they understand that geography and roads is control. And so that's what they're doing. I'm sorry, Mr. Stahl, we somehow lost you. Thanks for coming back with us.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Alex.
That's okay. Any other points you want to make before I go to some calls?
No, I'll be happy to go to calls. This is such a huge topic that we could talk about this for days.
I know. I don't think people realize, though, how roads are everything. They are the arteries of our society.
You know, one of the freedoms that we take for granted is our freedom of movement. And what this will do is this will limit where you can move, and it will allow the government to track every place that you go and to charge you for it, to bill you for it. These corridors, you don't even have to travel down the corridors. It was pointed out to us, the legislation allows the operator of the corridor to charge you just to cross it, just to go across it.
Well, that's what they say in Austin with the 16 roads or 16 intersections. In phase one, they're just going to, when you go under a major road, toll you.
How about that? And they'll be able to toll your utilities and all the goods and services that you receive to cross that. It's incredible.
Well, the people want to be raped. How are we going to pay for all this? Because in the Statesman, they admitted it'll cost over $2,000 a year just on the tolls they're proposing off the transponders, $2,000 plus, and they're talking about statewide to drive each year around $4,000. I mean, most people can't pay that.
Well, you know, they're just going to squeeze us. And the same operator operates a toll road in Canada, and they got the government there in Canada. They lobbied them, and we're doing the same thing here in Texas, that if you don't pay your tolls to this private operator, they'll suspend your driver's license, they'll suspend your vehicle registration, they'll have you over a barrel. And so you have government acting as a collection agency for this private contractor.
Well, I mean, this is classical fascism or corporatism. In fact,
absolutely.
If you read, folks, in the bill, we barely beat the transponders in the stickers, and that's how they're going to do it, and they're still building the roads. If you read that, well, I'll tell you about when we get back. It's just, it's mind-blowing what it says.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Mark, David, and many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a moment. You know, Kevin Smith, who went down and hosted Mr. Stahl down in Gonzales for a meeting they had down there for Corridor Watch, he was just informing me. Mr. Stahl's got a long bio. He's a city manager, so those are the people that really run cities. He's a city manager. And I asked him about the comprehensive annual financial report during the break, and he goes, yeah, I know what it is, and I don't like what I see. That's the real set of books, boys and girls, and not the budget you hear about all day. And then he's also 25 years in law enforcement. Tell us about that, Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, I started off as a patrol officer and worked my way up until I was chief of a fire marshal's office. Started in the law enforcement as a police officer patrolman, investigator for most of my years and assistant chief of police, and then I moved over to the fire marshal's office as a fire and arson investigator for
Where are you a city manager right now?
The city of Shore Acres. We're in Harrison, Chambers County, where the Houston Yacht Club is at.
Boy, they're lucky to have a good city manager like you there.
Well, I think it's mutually appreciated. I have retired already and went back to work to be close to some grandchildren, and it's a four-day-a-week job for me, and a very small community. But
you know what? I mean, that's why you can march into these councils, and you've been a city council member as well, and really educate them.
Yes, I know what I'm looking at, and I'm pretty well versed on government issues, and I've read an awful lot of legislation, and that's what got me really motivated on this. This is bad government. This is not the way it's supposed to work. We are circumventing all types of protections that were put into law to protect the citizens.
Well, they just create a new agency and then just give it unbelievable power and claim because it's private, it doesn't have to follow the Constitution. Well, listen, just because I'm private doesn't mean I get to commit murder.
That's right. You know, the chairman of the Transportation Commission was asked about what was innovative about this, and my wife is on the TxDOT's advisory, Citizens Advisory Group for the Transportation Commission on the Trans-Texas Corridor. And as she often says, what's innovative about roads and railroads? We've been doing that for 100 years. And the answer was that the concessionaire does not have to follow the same rules that the state does. Well, that's a scary thought. We intentionally now are putting someone in charge that doesn't have to follow the rules.
Well, clearly this is just an illegal exercise of power. It's color of law. It's tyranny, despot behavior, just announcing your God.
That's exactly what's happening, yes.
Unbelievable. Mark in Nevada, and then everybody else. We're going to start moving quick here. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
I had a couple things I want to say. One, I guess I'll bring up that's kind of related. I noticed I'm originally from Minnesota, and they in place this billion-dollar boondoggle, you know, called light rail a couple years ago. And I noticed that, that sort of stuff going to impoverish people to the point where we all get stuck riding around in light rail, you know, we don't want to. But one thing else they would do, it seemed like they would, and it had nothing to do with the condition of the roads, all the horrible roads they just leave totally untouched, but they would, like, in, like, certain strategic choke points, they'd also, like, step up road construction just to block off the roads, and they'd never be doing anything there. So you almost, like,
had to go. Well, sir, to be specific, the whole railway thing is a scam as well. This makes that look like child's play. Would you agree, Mr. Stahl?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is happening around the world. It's not just in Texas. Australia and Sydney, they built a new toll tunnel there, and nobody knew that they were going to do this. When they opened the toll tunnel and started charging the tolls, they reduced the number of lanes that you could drive in on existing roads. They put barricades in lanes that the public was using.
Yeah, folks, they're going to take existing lanes, you understand, and toll those and then take our lanes away when they have extra money.
That's right.
One other quick thing. I happen to be driving from Albuquerque to Las Vegas along I-40, and this is like 2 hours north of Phoenix. I'm in Arizona at the time, and I see this vehicle, and I'm thinking it was like Highway Patrol or something, just parked in the median, just sitting there like watching cars passing by on I-40.
What was it doing?
And I get up closer. It was the Border Patrol, Alex. And I don't know how you can spot an illegal alien by watching cars fly by you at 75 miles per hour.
Well, I mean, they've already taken the Border Patrol to be air marshals. Now they're going to be Viper teams. Thanks for the call. Let's try to jam another one in here. David, where are you calling from today?
Hey, I'm calling from Savannah, Alex.
Welcome. You're on the air.
All right. I'm going to try and make this fast. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. But I want to talk about the NSA scandal real quick, and I'm going to run through this, but it seems like there's nobody connecting the dots in the mainstream media, and I want to kind of go over something. Last week, before this story leaked, do you remember hearing about the big scandal with the Pentagon having the spreadsheets with anti-war protest groups being?
Yeah, it's a smokescreen for that. Yeah,
exactly. So I've not seen one news channel take that story and then put it in with the whole scandal.
Instead, they distract with it's okay to listen to Bin Laden's calls, isn't it? Yeah, but is it okay to have the army harassing mothers who don't want recruiters in the schools?
Right. Another thing is the president's talking, he says, we don't have time to get warrants. You know, this is something that's got to be done.
Well, stay
now.
There. We got a break. We'll come back and let you finish up briefly because your phone's not that clear, and none of these phones are for some reason. And then we'll finish up with David Stahl to about 10 minutes or so on the other side of this break. Everybody stay there. Got Kevin Smith in studio. I've been studying this as well. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Well, I won't back down. I can't back down. And I'm telling you, somebody who isn't backing down is David Stahl. There's another senator who's retiring, Armbruster. And I remember Kevin was talking about how he'd argue with Homeland Security about, you know, the Social Security card isn't to be used for personal identification. So he was a pretty good guy, but he's a Democrat. Stahl is a Republican, and he'd be the great person to vote for. And I hope he wins, because we need good people in the state legislature to stop this Trans-Texas Corridor. And listen, these corridors are starting in the east, the west, the north. They're going to be all over the country. It's just that the main fight right now is in Texas. But they're putting these in everywhere. Illinois is really bad. By the way, they put in the transponders instead of the old toll booths. They shut those down around Chicago, as our listeners know. Doubled the tolls overnight. I mean, the scams are just so out of control. I mean, in New York, tolls are like $8.59 a piece. I mean, it's just a raping. And let's go back to David in Georgia. David, finish up what you were saying real fast.
Okay, I just wanted to go ahead and point out that the president's speech talking about how we can't wait for a warrant in order to spy on people, the FICA law, if you look at it, it allows them to spy immediately. They just have 72 hours after the fact to actually go in and justify the.
And then the FISA court rubber stamps. What is it? 10,000 spy ops per. It's blank check. Anyway, they're not even going to get the blank checks.
Right.
FISA court's a joke too. Look, the NSA listens to everything. I mean, that's public. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Mr. Stahl on that. Where do you stand on the Surveillance Society?
Oh, I. You know, when you allow yourself to be monitored that way, the scope of freedoms that can come under attack next and you can't defend yourself are incredible.
Kevin Smith? I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we need to do everything we can to protect our ability to object, and we can't allow government to take away our ability to object and to muzzle us. And that's what happens when they take away your weapons, and that's what happens when they take away your freedoms of speech and assembly and movement, and it just goes on.
Well, it's happening systematically, but I've noticed something's happened. 5 years ago, Mr. Stahl, a lot of people acted like I was a pariah. Now I can snap my fingers, get any U.S. congressman on. I have them on. They're almost universally saying we're going into martial law, we're going into tyranny. I can have all these big Reagan administration people come on. I can have Bush Sr., current Bush people come on, Paul Craig Roberts. You know, I mean, we're talking high-level people, and they come on, and they talk more radical than I am. I mean, it seems like... Again, it's like selling snow cones in hell. I keep saying that. People are really getting receptive. Obviously, you're finding that with how your corridor watch is just is like a prairie fire right now.
Yes, we've been quite amazed that we started with two people in rural Texas, and we've turned into thousands and thousands of corridor watch members in 174 counties. It's not a hard sell.
And I mean, how many counties?
You know, we don't even have to generate any of our own materials. All we have to do is to sort out and find the government materials that are already there and point people to them. Don't take our word for it. Go to the horse's mouth. There, some of these agencies are really proud of their ability to get into your pocketbook and to take your freedoms and your land. And
they're real arrogant.
Yes, extremely. Extremely.
Well, we've got to have you sometime in studio. I've got to have you on the TV show here in Austin because people still just don't know the full magnitude. It's hard to grasp the diabolical nature. Kevin Smith, you want to, I mean, you really researched this, and you were hosting the event in Gonzales that Mr. Stahl was nice enough to come to.
It was a great honor to do that, Alex. And, you know, I've paid a lot of attention to this issue lately. We have the Austin Toll Party that's become the Texas Toll Party. Blackland Prairie Coalition, many groups, and when you go to these CAMPO board meetings here in Central Texas, there'll be 20-plus representatives, usually representatives from other counties that you can't vote out, or appointees by TxDOT, and they will look at you straight-faced, and it seems like the unwashed masses are on their game, they have the knowledge, they're putting it in these people's face, and they just wait, are you done? Are you done yet? And what I was saying out there in Gonzales the other night is that, look, the big money has already come into the state capital of Austin, Texas. The payoffs have already been made. It is a done deal here. When you drive around Austin, you'll notice in the concrete and asphalt that there's these little octagon-shaped cut-out patches in the road. Well, those are the transponder readers. They haven't told us about it yet, but they've already put that infrastructure in, and they're doing the boil the frog in the pot. If they tell us what they've got planned right now, we'd rebel. So it's incrementalism. And I said the fight on this is in the rural counties. Even if the county commissioners and county judges are crooks, even if they've spent 100 years of their family amassing wealth, they're not going to stand by and let some...
That's what I said on the radio last week, is that Boss Hogg and good old boy stuff is wonderful compared to this. And Boss Hogg's going to go, you're going to make all my land worthless? Boy, and they can't buy them all off. Caesar can't buy them all off. Boss Hogg isn't going to be bought off. And you know what? The people there locally, they're not Boss Hogg. They're not going to be. You can't buy them all off. The people. Do you agree with that, Mr. Stahl?
Absolutely. You know, one of the amazing things about this whole corridor project is you look around and say, who's for it? I mean, who wants this? What community? What county? What city? What trade organization? And you know, there isn't anyone.
But notice, sir, that the mainstream media just acts like everybody loves it, and it's wonderful, and it's good, and oh, it's so happy, and we're bankrupt. We need it. And
yes, they're buying everything that the TxDOT is selling, and it's really a shame. And that's why people have to look for themselves. And it's amazing to me that just how the mainstream media sidesteps it and is happy to take the fluff that's handed out when there's no substance behind it. There's just some bald-faced lies that come out wrapped as a press release.
Sir, as you get more powerful, as your group reaches people in other states, as you're already doing, I mean, obviously you're not, I mean, I think you're for real. I can tell you're for real, but you know you're going to get offers. Have you already had any offers?
I've certainly had lots of threats.
Oh, really? What kind of threats have you gotten from these punks?
Oh, well, we've had all kinds of attorneys file documents and want our membership records, demand them, as if it was some right of theirs to have them, as they were going to subpoena them if we didn't provide them. And, and tell us to stop talking about certain issues and certain contractors and arrangements. It's been incredible. And we say bring it on, because if they file a lawsuit, then we'll have a public forum.
Discovery.
And we'll trot out all our material. And they don't want that, so they go away.
But, so it's just all bully behavior, and that's what bullies do.
Very much bully behavior.
They call up and tell you to shut up, and then they're shocked when you go, hey, punk, hey, chicken neck, I'm not going to back off.
Not going to back off. As a matter of fact, I'm going to carry the fight to them. I want to be on the floor of the Senate where I can stand up and say it right there in the seat of government and stand up for the people in District 18 and for that matter, all Texans. This is not the way.
I'm salivating after David's here. He's a great guy. Kevin, you wanted to say something before we take a call?
Yeah, David. You know, I hear some numbers kicked around locally that, Rick Perry's taken $1 million from this highway consortium in campaign financing. And I mean, I'm just going to go on the record right now, and I'm going to say it. That is ridiculous. You people need to get up to speed, and you're living in a la-la land. I mean, $1 million sounds like something, but when you're in the process of looting this state and country for billions, if not trillions in the future, the payoff isn't $1 million. I'll say it. You know, these guys have got offshore accounts. There's no way to track what Spain is doing.
Well, it's like the Duke out in California. He took $800 million to just post office boxes, fake addresses, fake businesses. $800 million. He only got $2 million. Baloney.
Baloney. Exactly. And so I'll make this statement right now. I know Rick Perry's getting a lot more than $1 million. He's funneling money into the offshore accounts, and if he wants to engage me in a lawsuit, let's go into discovery. Let's go into deposition. I relish the chance. I relish the chance. And, David, I'd like you to talk a little bit. I'm going to shut up and let you go. God bless for what you're doing, and we'll back you. But let's talk about the little secret lawsuits between the Spanish and the...
Yeah, real fast, I'm going to take a call or two for our guests, because he's got to go meet with the mayor. He's a city manager. David, tell us about how they buddy up together to kind of enjoin each other in a lawsuit to cover up info.
You know, this is real interesting. Textile always wants to put a good face on it, that they're the good guys. And they did this agreement with Centra, this comprehensive development agreement, which they negotiated in secret. They signed in secret. We all knew they were going to do that. The new law allowed them to. And all the while, TxDOT said, as soon as it's signed, we're going to make it public. Well, they announced the agreement in December. They signed it in March. And we, like a number of other entities, said, okay, now we want our copy. And they said, fine, here's your copy. And what we discovered is there were 200 pages, over half of the document was missing. Two sections were left out of what they publicly disclosed, and that is the financial section and the design section. In other words, what are you buying and what are you paying for it?
The real meat and potatoes.
The real meat and potatoes. All the rest of it's fluff. It's all boilerplate. You know, it's dates and schedules, and we want to know what we're buying and what we're paying for it. What are we giving away? And despite saying they were going to release it, they didn't. And the Houston Chronicle made an open records request, and rather than release the information, they asked for an attorney general's opinion and made the claim, TxDOT made the claim, that it was proprietary information and couldn't be released. The attorney general of Texas said, it's a public document, release it. TxDOT said, well, we're not going to buck the attorney general. Well, Centra didn't want it released. Now, the Texas Department of Transportation is suing the Texas Attorney General to keep from releasing it. And here we are in December for an agreement that was signed last March, and those 200 pages are still secret and have not been released to the public. Meanwhile, they're negotiating.
And they're going to give away, literally, folks, all the premium real estate in the state. We're talking trillions and trillions here. This is like Iraq war-level scams, okay? They're going to give it all away, and then we're not even allowed to look at it.
How about
fascism?
All right, well, let's take one more final call, and our guest has got to go here in about a minute and a half. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Virginia. Randy, you're on the air, and then we'll go to Nathaniel and Keith and everybody else. But go ahead, Randy.
Alex, I appreciate you taking my call. Kind of interesting, I was talking to my mother last night about the things that are kind of coming on here in America, and she was saying, well, how can they send out cops to get your guns and do all this stuff? You know, they don't have that many cops. And I said, well, all we have to do is close the roads down, you know, and you're stuck in your city, in your house, and, you know, with the coming biometric stuff, you know, you won't be able to shop anyway. So I said, you know, you're basically going to be a prisoner in your own little neighborhood or city or whatever, not able to go anywhere. But I wanted to ask your opinion on something. You know, do you think that maybe we're going to have some sort of revolution here in the United States to where certain states will kind of go along with the New World Order and certain states won't.
I think that's almost one of their plans, but it could also be on our side, too. It depends on how that happens. But I think you're seeing a revolution right now with hundreds of counties in Texas, the majority of them now, standing up against this. I mean, we're going to let this king of Spain and his dirtbag company know you don't own us, you punk scumbag. I mean, I'm sorry. It makes me sick. We have actual monarchs taking over here with their filthy little countries. Mr. Stahl, I mean, don't we already see a revolution?
I think that if we don't, we should see a revolution. If we don't stand up, it's going to be too late. You know, we are the frog in the pot, and the water is heating up faster than I think anybody recognizes. One of the really shocking things is, as we visited with the legislature over the last 2 years, is how many of our own elected officials were completely clueless as to what the Trans-Texas Corridor was really about. And, you know, at first they want to say, well, we didn't know what we were talking about, we're looking at it wrong. We're extremists, we're conspiracy theorists, and we hand them their own documents from their own agencies, and it's in black and white, exactly what we're saying, and they're shocked. And a few have stood up and have taken action.
But most of them say, I already took the money, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, well, you know, there's some reality to that. That's one of the things that really concerns us. It's kind of the same mentality you have in an auction, is that once you make a bid and you get the process started, you don't want to back away from it. And I'm afraid that that's the direction that our state's headed as well.
Well, this is what Russia's like. They have six oligarchs, and they've gone into complete fascism, and they just said, the six oligarchs were told by big money, just start bidding, and they just sold Russia off, six men. And that's all this is, just our lives, everything. Oh, just here, just have it. And it's just so sick. Well, I'm going to go back and let Randy finish up, but I'm going to let you go now, Mr. Stahl. I've been very impressed, and we've got CorridorWatch.org. Can we find a link at that over to your Stahl for Senate?
Stahlforsenate.org is a separate website, and be happy to have everybody visit that as well.
Stahlforsenate.org. Well, I think you're the genuine article, and what you've done on Corridor Watch is just a bang-up job. So CorridorWatch.org, and you've got my endorsement, my support for what that's worth. We have real listeners that actually take action. And Stahlforsenate.org. So thank you so much for coming on, and Godspeed, my friend.
Enjoyed visiting with you and your listeners today. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Take care. All right. Go ahead, Randy, and finish up. Kevin, say whatever you want. Go ahead, Randy. You want to say something else?
Yeah, Alex. I wanted to I was asking about what states, things might break down into. Some states follow the New World Order, some states don't. I'm living here in Virginia, and you know that Mark Warner just went to the Bilderberg meeting.
Absolute demon.
I don't have a lot of hope that a whole lot of good is going to happen, really, in Virginia if things just continue the way it's going. Because we have all the spooks here up north in Virginia, so things are going to kind of follow that direction. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of an old military operation? I think it was called Operation Dragonhead. And what that was, they had it here in Danville, Virginia, where I live, called Operation Danville, where the military came in and there was a mock takeover. It's on DVD in the public library. I've checked it out and watched it.
Oh, please send that to me. I've seen black and whites of that.
Yeah, it was like, I think in the, I don't know if it's the 50s or early 60s.
It was the late 50s. It was 59. Well, that was a psychological test. That's what all these others are.
Like a mile from where I live.
Will you do me a favor? Check that out. Make me a copy and mail it to me.
I will try to do that.
Gosh, if you do that, sir, it'd be so nice. No, that's what Police State 2000 and the takeover, and thanks for the call, sir. I'm counting on that. Well, what's the name of it again?
It's called Operation Danville. I think the overlaying thing was called Operation Dragonhead.
So I actually was sent an old original news article with that in the town and the troops and the mayor practicing putting his hands up. Thanks for the call. And they admitted that was for America. Kevin, this is so just getting, it's just ridiculous.
And it's coming from all sides. And to hear a person like David Stahl just go out there and get one issue and attack it and just sink his teeth into it. And it's playing so well out in the sticks. I mean, these rural people that depend on the land, fuel prices crush these guys when they have to ship their goods and to and forth. And we talked about earlier, the interstate highway system is what really got this country's economy to boom. And we need to look at a model that happened back in the late 1800s when we had an agrarian populist revolt. I mean, the railroad barons, the corrupt corporations were squeezing these farmers. And they walked door to door for a dollar donation, which was a lot of money back then, and they created this groundswell movement, and that's what gave us the Sherman antitrust laws. That's what got a lot of the populist things put into some of the mainstream political parties' platforms, and that's what we've got to do again. And thanks for having me on, Alex. God bless everyone, and keep up the fight.
All right, Kevin. It was good to have you in here with us today. Let's go ahead and, well, let's go to break. We're going to come back and talk to two more callers, Nathaniel and Keith in Illinois. I think that's all we have time for. And I will also briefly on the other side, just real fast, tell you how to get my videos, because these specials are ending this month. These specials, I mean, 75% off on some of the films, half off on a lot of them, T-shirts half off, five-plus months free, almost 6 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're doing this because the goal here is to get the information out. We're doing this because the goal here is to get the word out. We're doing this because the goal is to fight these creatures. I mean, they just laugh at us. They're criminals. That's what tyranny is. Crooks, get your government. Spew a bunch of propaganda to convince you they're not crooks and start raping you. It's time to say no. They're the bad guys. We're the good guys. They need to back off. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I know I'm springing this on you, but can you cue it up? I want to go out of the show without music today. I want to go out of the show with that clip of them on ABC News going, "We're confiscating the guns from the rich people's houses. We don't like to do it, but it's our job." Cue that up. I want to go out the last 45 seconds with that on this edition. We'll get near the end of the year here, folks, on this Thursday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel in Texas and then Keith in Illinois. That'll be it. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Hey, Alex, I'm just I'm glad that you woke me up. I told you a while back that it was your speech about, you know, remember the Alamo, you may give us a bloody nose, and you're talking about the violence down on the border and everything. That's what got me off of the couch from being a couch potato. It was you that did that. And I'm proud to be a native from Gonzales now, from what's going on down there. And I'm proud to see that this small community, that there's people that are taking an active stance and things down there, and that something can happen on a small local level. You
that's
know?
Just one little
place. We owe it to people like you and Jack Blood to get this going.
Yeah, there's 160, as you heard him saying, counties that are already doing it. People are doing it all over the place. But, yeah, that's where the Revolutionary War in Texas started, was in Gonzales when they came to confiscate the cannon.
Lexington of Texas, yeah, we have a come-and-take-it celebration every year. The Mexican Army gave us a small cannon to defend the settlers against the Indians with. And then when they decided it might be used against the Mexican Army, they decided they wanted to confiscate the cannon.
Well, that's and thanks for the call.
The settlers
I got to go. I really got to go. That's how 1776 started, and then that's how the next Revolutionary War started here in Texas. You're right. And I appreciate you bringing that up. I just got to get to Keith here. I'm sorry to cut you short. Keith in Illinois. Go ahead, sir. Last caller.
Thanks for taking my call. Listen to you on WLUV. I'm from Illinois, the home of you to use the Mark of the Beast technology to pay your tolls, or you pay double. And I'm seeing on the roads small, like 10-by-10-inch squares, hundreds of them a day in my travels throughout the city. City towns, country roads.
I'd have to see them, but they admit here those are the transponder readers. It's going to be on the major roads. Everything's going to be a toll road.
They're even on the country roads or on the state roads, county roads, and like every 3 miles, something like that.
That's because Chicago has the international corridor, goes from southern Mexico in the first phase right up into Chicago, and it splits off and goes over into Minnesota.
Well, God bless you, and keep up the good work, Alex.
Well, you know, that's right what you said, though, about Chicago. They actually said if you don't take the transponder, the toll's double.
Correct. If you use cash, it's double.
And then they went ahead and jacked up the base rate, though, from what I read.
Correct.
Going from memory. Is that correct? You live up there.
Correct.
What's the frequency for that fine station you just mentioned?
AM 1520 WLUV.
Yeah, we got to plug all those great. We got, I think, now three affiliates up in Illinois. No, is it four? And they all carry us different times, and we love them all, and they're just awesome. Two of them going to Chicago.
Doing the job for you up there.
God bless you. Take care. We're out of time, folks. Have a very good Christmas. Here are the troops confiscating your guns just a few months ago in New Orleans, and I've been there. I've seen them trying to take your guns. Get my video. It's in Police State 2000 and Police State 2, the takeover. It's in martial law. We have the proof. I'm not against the military. I'm against them trying to take our guns. Here it is. Go ahead and roll it.
With guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling
America. We're out
American
of time. God bless you all.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think
about
it. You
want a copy of this show? Come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.